To begin, we have to understand that Think and Grow Rich is based on a simple, undeniable truth. Unless whatever it is you build is based on truth, you'll end with the entire structure fallen and scattered about you. It simply cannot stand. It can't bear the test of time. The reason Think and Grow Rich has withstood the test of time is because it stands on the foundation of truth, the clear, unchallengeable fact that everything begins with an idea. Its philosophy is based on the fact that riches of every kind begin in the mind. One may start with nothing but ideas, but ideas are incredibly powerful when they're supported by definiteness of purpose, persistence, and a burning desire for their translation into material objects or riches, riches being whatever it is you happen to want. Now, this is the truth on which Think and Grow Rich is based. If you know what you want, and if you want it strongly enough to muster the kind of persistence that simply cannot be stopped, you will most certainly achieve it. By controlling your mind, you can control your destiny. So let's talk about Napoleon Hill's famous 13 Steps to Riches, the principles described in his book, remembering, of course, that riches are whatever it is you happen to want. Right here, let me make two important suggestions. The first is that whenever you listen to this cassette, try to make notes as we go along. The second is that this cassette was produced for your own personal use, to go with you on your own exciting journey. To play it for a group will prove to be of only temporary help and may even lead to confusion. Make sure you have your own personal copy to play again and again, particularly at those times when you may feel yourself getting off the track. So now Napoleon Hill's famous 13 principles. The first principle is desire. Here's the starting point for all achievement, the first step toward riches, but it's here that we so often run into a roadblock. A person will say, well, I know what I desire, but can I get it? We'll get into this business of doubt later, but once and for all, let's get clear the one point, the point on whether or not you can accomplish that which you desire with all your heart. I think the answer was best expressed by Emerson. He wrote, there's nothing capricious in nature, and the implanting of a desire indicates that its gratification is in the constitution of the creature that feels it. In other words, you would not have the desire unless you were capable of its achievement. Each of us has a built-in governor, and our desires are modified by our abilities and circumstances. Whatever it is that you desire with all your heart, understand once and for all that it can and should be yours. In Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill cites example after example of why your burning desire is nothing more than an accurate picture of what you will one day become. So right here, firmly establish in your mind that which you desire more than anything else, and cherish and nurture that desire. Do not suppress or annihilate it. By annihilating the desires, you annihilate the mind. Every man without desire has within him no principle of action, nor motive to act. A good way to determine whether or not you really have a burning desire is to examine the way you go after it. If you go after that which you think you desire, tentatively, timidly, in an attempt to play it safe, you don't have a burning desire at all. You can't get to second base if you keep one foot on first. But if you're willing to say once and for all, this is it, this is what I will do, and I will never retreat, I'll never go back, then you have the sort of desire that can only end in success. It takes that kind of resolve to be able to keep picking yourself up after the falls you're bound to take. The only people who don't make mistakes are those who never try anything. The timid creatures of the lagoon who never venture into the broad deep sea beyond. While these principles will work for anything you may want, a more harmonious home life, a more successful career. For our example, let's say your desire happens to be more money, to better care for your family, to provide for your future years, for any worthwhile purpose.